Oh. Jalen's pod.
Oh, okay. And Isaac's pod. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Everything Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bullock, with my co-host, the Weasel Lord. Isaac Reynoso. And today we'll be joined by some very smart people. I've been wanting to interview them for a while, but I was trying to think of the format to do it. But starting over here, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Nathan Perez. I'm the president of the Creative Design Club here at Redwood.
Oh, and I'm Caitlin White, the vice president of the Creative Design Club at Redwood.
Okay, so what made you guys want to create a club for creative design?
Well, I mean, to put it bluntly, we figured we were kind of running out of time to do something big to put on our college applications, and we were looking for something that we're all pretty passionate about. Of course, I'm in the engineering program, so I wanted to do something sort of engineering related, like an engineering club, and you wanted to do something graphic design related, right?
Yeah, so I'm in the Law Academy, and of course, like, I did not want to do anything like architecturally related at all, and it sounded like honestly really boring to me. So when we were discussing it, I was like, what if we did sort of it, combine the two and just make it a kind of design based sort of thing.
So I was thinking something like creative engineering, and you were thinking graphic design, so we kind of merged the names, took the club off the name, because that would make the CDC, that's kind of where you ended up with creative design. Not necessarily graphic design, not necessarily engineering, but somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Very interesting. So going off that, how did you guys originally get into this like whole design like world?
I'd say Nathan has been involved with it for probably his entire life, being like really into designing. Well, you can explain.
Well, I guess sort of my passion for graphic design. Started in sixth grade when I was first introduced to Google Slides. And I kind of just went from there. Started to get really passionate about making my slideshows top notch around seventh grade. And I've tried to keep that. And now going into high school, I want to try to share that with my peers, not just for slideshows, but posters and similar.
And for me, I've always been a creative person. I crochet, I draw, I've taken art classes here at Redwood, I dance, and it's just something I really love, just being creative with myself and kind of exploring different areas of who you are. And as a group, it was just a really great idea to just kind of merge it together and make it something that more people can participate in than just our friend group.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are a pretty small club.
Yeah.
As it is. It is mostly just our
friends.
Yeah. But we would encourage you guys, if you are interested, we're going to start doing something a little more out of the box. Our next unit is going to be city planning. Where we pick up after the break. So not necessarily graphic design related, but still very crucial to understand about the design world.
And something I found really fun was last week I did the lecture on album cover design, and our design challenge, which we have every week, we have a design challenge. Our design challenge was to make your own album cover. So if you still want to participate with that, it's open.
Yeah, send it to one of us, and we'll stick it in our next meeting slideshow.
Nice.
Very good plug.
So for someone that's interested in your club or just creative design in general, what do you think is there anything that they might need to know?
The room number, and that's pretty much
true,
it.
True, yeah. We are in Mr. Hizada's room, P8.
Yep, on Sierra Vista.
And
kind of a long walk, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. It is.
You can bring your lunch, eat it there, bring a friend.
True. Yeah. But honestly, for like graphic design based or design in general, I'd say the most important thing is to get creative. Sometimes it's really hard to play around with things if you're afraid you're going to make mistakes, and mistakes is just a part of the process in this kind of stuff. Especially when trying to design something your own, mistakes are going to happen, and you just have to kind of tweak with it until you like the result.
Mm-hmm. Great answer. So earlier you guys were talking about like you guys have units. Can you go more into detail of like what exactly graphic design does?
Yeah, so 1 week we'll have a slideshow that we'll present based on certain design principles or the history of a certain discipline. For example, our first week was flag design, a very specific study of vexillology. So we went into the fundamentals behind flag design, what makes a good flag, what makes a bad flag, discussed some real world examples, and then we discussed our abysmal city flag. For the week between that meeting and our next meeting, we opened it up to our members to redesign the flag based on the fundamentals that we discussed. And then the next week, sort of the second half of that unit, people presented their new designs, and we kind of just recapped and discussed more flag design in a more practical sense with real flags. Real flags that we created. Mm-hmm. That's just sort of a running cycle. So we'll talk about an area of design, then members will go away, practice it for a week, and then come back and we'll round it out.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the long-term goals for the Creative Design Club?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but at the beginning of the semester for this semester's club day, we did design multiple like business cards and other sort of poster things. We just want to make a impact on campus and kind of just, I don't know, have fun, but also continue to maintain good design.
Spreading good design awareness amongst the campus culture here at Redwood, like what makes a good flag or what makes a bad flag or what makes a good business card and what makes an attractive poster, more applicable things like that, especially surrounding club day. But we also accept orders for shirts, posters, for specific events, and we do that all year long.
Nice.
Interesting. And so what exactly, because, you know, at first you guys, you know, said your main motive was, you know, for college applications, but what does creative design, like, mean to you on a personal level? And this is a personal question, but, like, what makes a good design?
Well, I believe you could probably answer the second part more, but for me, being passionate about design, I'm pretty passionate about city planning. That's one of the things that I want to major in college. And it's a lot more than just a couple colors on a page. City planning is very, is probably the most extreme example of how what we discuss affects everyday life. That affects, like, your commute to work, where you live, how you live. And the way the bones of our city are set up aren't something to overlook, especially in our city with a lot of pretty poor decisions, wide streets, lack of bike lanes. Our bus service is getting better, but it could be better still. It's not just colors on a page. It's very important to how you live.
For me, I would say, I already said this, I absolutely love being creative in so many different ways, and kind of just implementing that into different types of work is something I just love exploring with. To answer your question, in my opinion, what makes a good design is the amount of passion you put into it, because without the lack of effort, you're not going to get somewhere you like, and at the end of the day, it's your opinion whether you think it's a good design or not. Even in our opinion, we've seen other people's designs and we're like, that's terrible. Just like our flag of Visalia, we dislike it a lot, but I'm sure there are people out here who absolutely love it. So, I mean, just putting in your effort, putting in the passion, and overall having yourself, or kind of proving yourself that you like it or you like the end result of your product.
And of course, there are fundamentals to every discipline of design, as we discuss, but with enough passion, with enough understanding of the rules, you can know how to break them and create a truly unique design.
Nice. Is there anything else you guys like to add?
Join our club.
Please.
There's, like, seriously, when we say it's just our friends, like, I mean, it's kind of,
you'll see the picture in the yearbook.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is on Vista, so I understand, like, I have French for my fourth period, so I have to, like, run over there. But, I mean, It's a really good little community. We're very accepting to literally everyone, and we just have a lot of fun in that class, especially just kind of learning new things and messing around. It's very professional in when we're learning, but when you get to the design portion, you really have the creative liberty to kind of create whatever you want out of what we laid the fundamentals out for you.
And of course, it's not just talking. There's real reward for participating in our design challenges. You can, for every design challenge you participate in, you can be marked as a designer, put on our board of designers, and then you can accept orders from other clubs here, other organizations here, design their shirts, posters, and especially around club day, posters, Instagram posters, business cards, and other advertising material for your fellow clubs, even one that you're in.
Yep.
Well, once again, thank you. Before we end, I want to give you guys out there some upcoming events in the arts world. Tonight, the Winter Percussion and Guard will be at Championships in Clovis, as well as the Drama Club is having their improv night. Is it at the Rotary Theater?
Yes, it is. Nathan's in it.
Yes, he is indeed. Yes, story will be out there.
I will be going too. As well.
And then tomorrow night, we have the Rose of Sonora performance at the Fox Theater with the Sequoia Symphony and the choir. Isaac will be there.
Yes, and I'm also going to that.
Oh, yes.
And then jumping a little forward, on April 19th and the 20th and the 21st and the 22nd is the dance show week. So,
I'm in that.
And everything. And then at the end of April, on the 29th to May 1st, orchestra and band will be having a combined trip to the Music in the Parks and going to Notch Berry Farm. So once again, this was the Everything Entertainment podcast. Today, we're all about the arts. I'm your host, Jalen Bullock. This is my co-host, Isaac Reynoso. And we were joined by Caitlin and Nathan. Almost made you guys think I forgot his name. And yeah. Also, Moon Knight came out. So watch Moon Knight. It's the best Marvel show. So yeah, enjoy you guys' Fridays and hope to see you guys again soon.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.